CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The top Democrats in Congress, Senator Chuck Schumer and Representative Hakeem Jeffries, are set to endorse Vice President Harris in her White House run. CBS's Natalie Brand says it comes as Harris takes her new campaign on the road.
Vice President Kamala Harris hits the campaign trail Tuesday to visit the battleground state of Wisconsin for the first time as a 2024 presidential candidate. With more than half the states now pledging their delegates, CBS News estimates the vice president has the support she needs to officially become the Democratic presidential nominee next month. This Massachusetts delegate sees Harris appealing to younger voters.
I believe that Kamala is the best way forward for our generation.
President Biden plans an address tomorrow night to explain his decision to end his re-election bid. He and Harris have separate meetings this week with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. CBS's Cammy McCormick says we heard today from the Secretary of State.
Blinken told reporters that Biden remains committed to finishing what he started.
He's intensely focused on the work that remains over these next 6 months to continue the efforts, the work that we've been doing, particularly trying to bring peace to the Middle East, ending the war in Gaza, putting that region on a better trajectory.
And he said dealing with Russia's ongoing aggression.
The day after a blistering hearing in Washington, the head of the Secret Service resigned today. CBS's Nicole Killian says Kimberly Cheadle was under pressure after the Trump assassination attempt.
She ultimately made this decision to resign, tendering that resignation in a letter, and many lawmakers, including Speaker Johnson, Oversight Chairman James Comer, who ran that hearing, say that this is a welcome step towards accountability.
In Southern California, at least six homes have been destroyed in a fire that kicked up suddenly. Riverside Mayor Patricia Locke Dawson says the cause has been determined.
This tragic event serves as a stark reminder of why fireworks are illegal.
An investigation's underway. When it comes to the climate, there's new information.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Europe's climate agency has just reported that this past Sunday, July 21st, appears to have been the hottest day ever recorded globally. Preliminary information from the Copernicus Agency finds the global average surface air temperature reached 62.76 degrees Fahrenheit Sunday. Every month since June 2023 has now ranked as the planet's hottest since records began. That's 13 months in a row.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 21 points. NASDAQ is up 23 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The Racine Unified School Board has approved the purchase of 9 additional security scanners. It'll cost about $700,000 over 4 years. The systems are essentially walk-through metal detectors. 7 people have applied for the vacant 5th District Kenosha County Board seat. Interviews will be conducted before an appointment is made at the county board meeting August 6th. There's now a guilty plea in connection to the hit-and-run death of a 69-year-old Racine man back in late 2022. Sean Shelton had initially entered a not guilty plea. He faces up to 25 years and will be sentenced in October. Racine's Roosevelt Elementary is going away. The decision to close the school after the next school year is part of a larger plan that includes boundary changes for multiple schools. Vice President Kamala Harris will hold her first presidential campaign rally. She'll be in West Dallas today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Cubs get a win over the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just under 36,000 fans in the friendly confines of Wrigley Field watched a tight ball game between the Brewers and the Cubs last night. Except for a solo home run by Willy Adames in the eighth, the Brewers held to just five hits and lose 3-1 in Chicago. Manager Pat Murphy.
We didn't come up with a big hit. We did a great job in some areas. I think our youth showed tonight. You know, Tobias was fabulous. He threw the ball great, but the balk, the wild pitch with an 0-2 pitch, the bases loaded. Obviously, throwing the ball away at second, you know, that accounted for two of the three runs. And
the series continues tonight. NFL, the Packers making national headlines. Jordan Love's agents and the team still working on a contract for the young quarterback. Packers president Mark Murphy at the annual shareholders meeting.
I'm not saying anything about Jordan Love. Other than he's a heck of a quarterback and we want to sign him.
Murphy also said the team is working on a deal with Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions to do a documentary about the Packers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy today with widespread haze. High temperatures flirt with 80 degrees. More scattered showers and storms are possible this afternoon. None of them are expected to be severe, but some of them could be strong with gusty winds and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Jam with local news and timeless hits and the Stones. Time is on their side. Even at 80, they still look good, especially Mick Jagger. It's just not fair, you know. 76 right now and cloudy skies. Chance of rain later again.
Long as I remember rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Yeah.
Olives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I don't know. I just got this thing for Elton John today. Maybe when it's rainy and gloomy out, Elton just makes sense. Especially when he's got a song that, you know, gets you in a really good mood like this one. Benny and the Jets. For the life of me, I think it's something to do with the 50s and knee socks. Not much else.
Hey, kids. Hey, kids.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Okay, I finally said that's it. All these years, ever since I was a little kid listening to Elton John, I never knew what Benny and the Jets was about. So I looked it up. In a 2014 interview, they said they saw Benny and the Jets as sort of a proto sci-fi punk band fronted by an adjournous woman who looks something out of a Helmut Newton photograph. I liked my version better. All right. Now, this is one of those things you're like, you know, I'm kind of sorry I asked. We're looking, WRJ is looking forward to Pure Soul, a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul at Memorial Hall, Friday, August 16th at 8 p.m. You'll hear the music of James Brown, Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin, and more. Tickets are on sale right now at the Vents tab at RacineCivicCenter.com. I heard it's going to be a great show.
Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 at Racine. Knock down those pants, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
was a big Del Shannon fan. Runaway on WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Whatever she's doing tonight. Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you, or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Really couldn't get away too soon.
local news and timeless hits. Tell a friend. WRJN Rascals and Grooving, kind of a nice, easy vibe on a rainy Tuesday afternoon. At least we got the Brewers tonight. They're going to be at Wrigley Field. That'll be interesting to see if they get any rain delays or anything like that. I hope not. 6:30 tonight, pregame show, and you can listen to it live right here on 1400 AM if you listen that way, or if you're listening online, WRJN.com, and click on the Listen Live option. And then, of course, 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha. I'm going to join now the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Always forget that part.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin today as the newly minted Democratic frontrunner for president. She's speaking in Milwaukee.
It is my intention to go out and earn this nomination and to win.
That's Harris speaking yesterday at the former Biden campaign headquarters in Delaware. Virtually all of Wisconsin's Democratic delegates are supporting her at their convention next month. And practically all of Wisconsin's top elected Democrats are endorsing Harris for president. That list includes Governor Evers and U.S. Representatives Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan. Other endorsements are coming from Senator Tammy Baldwin, Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's now a guilty plea in connection to the hit-and-run death of a 69-year-old Racine man back in late 2022. Sean Shelton had initially entered a not guilty plea for charges related to the death of Anthony Morales. Yesterday, that plea changed to guilty. Shelton was arrested 4 months after the incident after police matched evidence from the crime scene to his damaged vehicle. The 43-year-old Shelton will be sentenced in October. He faces up to 25 years in prison. Racine's Roosevelt Elementary is going away. The Racine Unified School Board has approved the closure of Roosevelt at the end of the next school year. Most of those students will instead be sent to Jerstedt Aggerholm the following year. The decision is part of a larger plan that includes boundary changes for multiple schools in the district. The sexual assault case against the owner of a Kenosha County bar has been dismissed. The owner of the Kickstand Bar and Grill in Kenosha has been cleared of all charges. Vice President Kamala Harris will hold her first presidential campaign rally in West Allis today. It's an early afternoon speech. The rally is her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year, but first as a presidential candidate. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy today with widespread haze. High temperatures flirt with 80 degrees. More scattered showers and storms are possible this afternoon. None of them are expected to be severe, but some of them could be strong with gusty winds and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Still.
talk and we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back right here on WRJN. And occasionally, a tune about flowers.
If you're going to San Francisco,
what do I do, Scott?
Be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people
Bye. JM with local news and timeless hits from Simon and Garfunkel to the Moody Blues. News and timeless hits in WRJN Moody Blues. Oh my goodness. You know what I've noticed with some of my favorite old CDs that I play, some of my favorite groups, and Moody Blues always been a huge, giant fan of, is that my hearing has gotten so bad that the music's almost too low. I have the music like right down to almost, is she actually playing music? And it's still too loud for my ears. I don't know what about the only thing left that I could listen to would say Smokey Robinson and maybe an occasional Elvis tune. It doesn't hurt my ears. Now get off my lawn. We got some great news coming up from Stuart J. Waddles as he checks in with local news in the next few minutes, Mike Clemens in sports, and of course CBS National News all at the top of the hour right here on WRJN.
First impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date as it continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Pottawatomie wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Pottawatomie rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/rewarding. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 at Racine. Knock down those pants, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation. Good, 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 good.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Had chance of thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow, next couple of days anyway, but right now, 76 degrees.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'll
Timeless Hits right here at WRJN. The awesome Kurt Vollman is next, plus Stuart J. Waddles with news, CBS National News, and Mike Clemens with sports. Just minutes away here on WRJN. And with the Hollies, there's Bus Stop.
Sometimes she'd shop and she would show.